good friend Professor Fraud, I had to cut him short. Boy, no surprise why, after I go babbling on about something. The other day, Professor Fraud William Cressy of Governor State University came on, and we didn't get to the second story, so Iridian booked him again today. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am fine. I'm trying to figure out how I can get that $1,000 thing going.
Over well, there. You got to be born now till 4 years from now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's actually, when you think about the time value of money,
yes,
giving a newborn $1,000, and if you can restrict it, though, they can't use it until, you know, either, you know, maybe 18, 22, whatever, to use
the
down payment on a house, that's doing a lot for... you know, helping the that would really do a lot for the economy.
Thank it, you. Know, yeah. Go vote at WGNradio.com. We're up to we're up to 15% now. So there we go.
Okay. Let me hang up. No. I'll do it after we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the story. If we forget this story, and we got about 3 minutes left, so I want to get to it.
Sure.
I'm going to read you this headline. You sent the story over to me last week from the Chicago Sun-Times. Yeah. Fake IDs, now as good as the real thing, and essential to Chicago's college social scene. I could have read that article when I was in college, and it would have been the exact same article. What has changed over the years about fake ID usage, the technology, and what happens next?
Yeah, it's mostly the technology. Now, I don't know about when you were in high school, college, John. Back in my day, this shows you how old I am, the Illinois State driver's license was a piece of cardboard that had your information typed on it with blue ink. And I tell you, the guy in college or high school who had a blue ink typewriter ribbon, he was very valuable to a lot of people.
Yes, well, they're different now, right?
Yeah, they're very different now. And as we know, a lot of us had to stand in line to get our real IDs, right? If you want to board an airplane, if you want to go into a federal building, you have to have a real ID. Well, the bad guys out there know about this, and they can create IDs that they've got the holograms on them. They've got the barcode on the back that corresponds to the information on the front. And they're not all that expensive, and close to 40% of all underage drinkers in college and high school have these.
How expensive are they? How much can I buy one for?
About $50.
Whoa, wow.
But as the article points out, you know, might as well buy two for $100, though they often give a quantity discount, especially if you get all your friends on it. And it's always good to have two so that the first one gets confiscated by the bouncer. You got a second. But so far, it looks like TSA is not completely fooled by it. Some of them have been caught. The scary part of this is, besides, you know, all that, is these young people are sending away on the Internet a photo, their name, their address, in some cases, their birthday, their social security number, et cetera, et cetera. And some sources say that even though you might be sending it to an address, one company I know was based in the Philippines, they are then sending it to China. And we know that China has been developing a huge database of identity. And that, to me, is scary, because if those college students go on and get critical, sensitive positions in government, in industry, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But secondly, you know, just think of all the places now where you have to show an ID, whether it's, you know, if you're buying certain decongestants at the drugstore, or even certain, drain cleaners, you have to show an ID. That can be gotten around. And, of course, the folks making these fake IDs, if you want to provide somebody else's photo or different name or whatever, you've stolen somebody else's identity.
So talk to your kids and grandkids. Yes, don't get a fake ID in general, because it's a class 4 felony and you shouldn't do it in general. But you also may be setting yourself up for a world of hurt for a long time if you're giving your social security number to the Philippines and then gives it to China. That's basically the sum up of it all, because we got to scoot.
That's basically, and it's huge. About every month at O'Hare, Customs and Border Protection are hauling in thousands of these coming.
Why are you using your fake ID at the TSA? Use it to get into terrible bar over on Southport and Lincoln. You don't need to use it at O'Hare. All right, never mind. Bill Cressy, as always.
I'm writing that down. Southport and Lincoln. Okay, got it.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That's our good friend, Professor Fraud.